Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me again today is Jackie Asbury. Jackie, welcome.
Thank you, Father.
Jackie is a very active parishioner at St. John Neumann in Sunbury and has been very much a leader in our evangelization planning process in the diocese, especially when it comes to parish life. Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for all of our parishes. We give you thanks for all of our pastors, for all of the parish staff. We give you thanks for all of the graces that you're pouring into the lives of each of us and our families through the parish. We ask, oh Lord, that you just strengthen our parishes. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Jackie, I wanted to kind of bridge off of your story of faith. We talked about, you know, you grew up in this in a Catholic environment. You went to Catholic schools, practiced the faith. You were mentioning that you didn't talk much about religion or your faith.
It's interesting. Even having that Catholic background, we never had conversations with our friends. We didn't talk about religion. It just wasn't part of it. But after being at St. John Neumann, and I've been there since 2002, I believe, it is not unusual to talk about my faith. And I think being in faith-sharing groups gives you that opportunity. It also helps you to know the kind of things to talk about, because we look at formed, we look at the lives of saints, we do a lot of videos, I'm in another faith-sharing group, and in that one we read a book, we discuss it, you learn about so much from other people, their experiences, and that's where I came to realize that I was a little unusual compared to some, because in one of my faith-sharing groups, there are women that they had lapses. Like they said, well, for 20 years they didn't go to church or they didn't believe this. And I mean, my life was far from perfect, but for some reason, I never seemed to lose that connection to God. I mean, it was just always there. And I never realized that I was kind of different in that regard, but I appreciate it very much. And in our faith sharing groups, we don't always agree on what we see or what we learn from the video or the conversation we're having, but you at least have that. I feel a connection to those women because we have the same faith. And those are the women that I want to go to lunch with. Those are the women my husband and I go out with, their husbands. And it makes such a difference. And I value that an awful lot.
But, you know, and part of this sort of renewal in your life was all in the parish there.
In the parish.
Which is really beautiful and amazing that our parishes, they continue to change people's lives. You know, lives are changed in the parish. And, you know, part of it was the investment that Father Dave and even his predecessor did in
absolutely.
Your own life,
That's,
you know?
Absolutely. Father Dave, he trusted us to do things. Go pick out this books you want to use for stations and let me look at three of them. I mean, he entrusted us with the responsibility. And I remember when we were doing Alpha and we wanted to get a lot of people, and he stood on the altar and he said, I want you to sign up for Alpha because I love you. He says, I love you. And then I got all these calls from other parishes. I remember he went to St. Timothy's. He went to Our Lady of Perpetual Help. Other places wanted him to go too. Because from our pastor, we saw a sincerity, an authenticity that he really cared about us. And that makes all the difference in the world. And being on that committee, co-chairing that subcommittee for parish renewal and evangelization and helping people become missionary disciples, I learned from different people who are on staffs, from the pastors that were on that it's not an easy job. And I have a different appreciation for what our priests go through. And I think that we as a diocese need to put that in the forefront and honor them. I mean, I just never thought of it in that way before, but I do now. And I just think that we have a wonderful parish, but I think that all parishes, given the support and the pastors, given the support they need and building the capacity to do the things for their people, everyone could feel that. Mm. I'm not, Pollyanna to think that everyone has the same skills, the same strategies and all that, but everyone could do something and bring people in so that other people can experience that kind of parish life. Because that's what it is. It's mm-hmm. parish life where you find that kind of love.
And, you know, I think from your experience on that committee, one of the things I know that you guys really brought out in the report that you guys put out for the evangelization planning process was the need, as you said, to really invest in our pastors and our priests.
Absolutely.
And that there's a real woundedness there. And I do think that it is easy for us to dismiss the parish and to dismiss our pastors or our priests and to be very critical of them. And especially, I think, in this time, you know, in the Real Presence, Real Future planning initiative and everything like that, that, you know, we can take on a very kind of critical spirit of our pastor. But, you know, I think it's most people don't realize what they go through and the difficulties they face. But they also, I don't think they realize how much they love their people, too.
Yeah. And the responsibilities. I mean, when I think about a pastor, you know, I don't know how much education or training they have, but they are supposed to be equipped to sometimes run a school, be a business manager, be a spiritual director, be a fundraiser. I mean, there's just a lot of responsibilities that I don't know, but it doesn't seem that during their training they could actually become masterful at every single thing.
Yeah. I mean, no one could master
those
fields.
It's too much.
Yeah. But, you know, it obviously the pastor has co-workers too, and I think the importance of parish staff and parish volunteers. And I really like that point that all of us and each of us have a role in the life of the parish. And I don't know if we always see that. Sometimes we see ourselves as passive recipients in the life of the parish that, well, I'm going to come into the pew and get the sacraments, get the message, get the formation and the catechetical classes that my family needs and that I need, and just receive and maybe consume, and obviously maybe give a little into the collection plate. But really, each of us is called to be very active in the life of the parish.
Mm-hmm. But we need to have that invitation.
Yeah.
And sometimes it has to be a personal invitation from the pastor or someone in mm-hmm. that capacity. But I think that the parish staffs, if they just can consider the important role they have, because they're the ones that are doing the welcoming. They're the ones that set the culture for the parish, because the pastor isn't always the one that's up front. It's the staff. And if the staff can work together to make people feel welcome, wanted, appreciated, I think that goes a long way.
Yeah, and, you know, unfortunately, I think often we have an experience where it seems like a parish staff is protecting the space of the parish, mm-hmm. Maybe protecting the pastor from the people. Sometimes you get that impression. You know, sometimes parish secretaries or even, like, parish ushers aren't the friendliest people in the world. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, that kind of burns us at times, but it is an invitation, I think, for us to be more welcoming and more intentional about welcoming
people. Sometimes, and maybe it's because of my age, you have to overlook some things. You cannot, one experience cannot influence you in such a way that says, well, that's it. That person wasn't nice to me, or that person didn't get back to me. Those are excuses as far as I'm concerned. So I think that we have to go beyond that kind of thing. And I really believe your relationship was with God anyhow. And those are excuses.
Yeah. You know, Jackie, one of the things that is very important in your own experience was Alpha. And maybe you could just explain what Alpha is.
Yeah. Alpha is actually an experience that allows people to come together and actually learn about Jesus. It's the first step. So it's really not just for the people that come to church all the time, the Catholic people that come to church. It's ecumenical. It's not a Catholic program. It's an experience for everyone that wants to get to know Jesus, to answer the questions in their life, why am I here? What's this all about? But one of the major things that Alpha helped me with was praying over people. I had never had that experience of being prayed over and praying over someone. And when I saw that was going to be, I think, in the seventh or eighth week, we had a major discussion about that. And I actually did not want to put people in that position because I thought they would not be comfortable. But after doing that, it just, I don't know what it did, but it opened it up. I mean, now I can just sit down and openly say a prayer and feel very comfortable. At our conference, I got prayed over twice. Someone from St. Francis, a couple came up to me and said, can we pray over you? And I said, sure. And then when I was in adoration, Tina and Liz came over and prayed over me. Well, it brings tears to your eyes to know that people care about you and are asking the Holy Spirit to come and bless you.
But thank you so much, Jackie, for joining us. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. Again, with me today has been Jackie Asbury from St. John Neumann Parish. And until next time, peace and all good.